Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
You're Jaquan. What you call about? What's the call about?
We were giving you a call back because, you may have called us about a problem you've had or any charges that you had. Can I get your zip code so I can
Oh,
see if you
yes,
have
that's on my
anything with
credit
us?
card. On my card. Yes, I did. Hold on just a minute. Let me get it because I didn't know how long it would be before somebody called me. But I got my bank statement. The mailman brought it today, and there's three different places have charged me for things that I know nothing about. And yours was one of them. And they're not big payments, but they're something I don't know what it is. And the first one, I just talked to this girl, and she said it was something stupid. I mean, I had got this thing where I thought I had bought a vacuum cleaner, and I was just paying the shipping charges. Well, she told me that I entered a contest. Now, get that, to win a vacuum cleaner, and they charged me $9.94 to enter a chance. I said, "No, ma'am, nobody ever has done that. I did not do it." So I got her name and the number of the stuff, but she couldn't do nothing to help me. I said, "Okay, I'm going to turn it over to the bank." But I don't know what this one is. Your company says it's Athletic Fitness Now, PERL. So what is that?
All right, can I get your zip code?
70427, and it's in Bogalusa, Louisiana. And I am Vivian Reddy, Ready, like it sounds.
And can you verify your shipping address?
812 Louisiana Avenue, and that's in Bogalusa, Bogalusa, Louisiana, 70427.
All right, I see you have the dash cam and you pay the shipping and handling of, you have the dash cam and the SD card. And you pay
Okay.
you pay the shipping and handling for the dash cam to be shipped to you as a gift.
So that's all it should have been, is the shipping and handling for that then. That's what it was for, because I did get that. I did get that. And that was shipping and handling, and that ended that. Right?
And nah, it can't. When you pay the shipping and handling, it's for it to be shipped to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings
No,
Club.
no, no. Nothing was said about joining. Nothing. This sounds like the same thing that other one was. I'm going to have to get in touch with the bank and get the bank to clear this up because I have not joined anything.
Right.
Nothing.
Well, I
I
can
didn't even
cancel it for
join this.
you and give you a 35% refund on that charge.
Can you give me my refund on the charge then, huh?
All right, give me one second.
Okay. So that's what this is then. You're going to be charging me every month $9 and something, right?
Yes,
That's what
ma'am.
that other lady told me hers was. Same kind of setup. And I'm going to have, she couldn't help me. But if you'll refund my money, then I won't turn it in at the bank. But if you're not going to refund my money, then I'm going to have to turn it in too. And there's a third one on here, but they didn't put their telephone number with it, so I'll have to get the bank to get my money back. You could say, well, like $9.97 doesn't sound like much for just one, but when you got three, it adds up. And that's, I can't. I had one scam to call me, and they called me and I answered the phone, and because I answered the phone, they were charging lawyer fees. I hired a lawyer to talk to me on the telephone for $50 a month. They were going to charge me $50 a month. The bank took care of it, but I mean, it's just, you know, if people are not, I have not ever been as cautious with my bank statements as I have to be now. I mean, I know that I'm getting old, but still in all, it shouldn't be like this. If they're going to do some kind of thing that you got to pay to belong to a club or something every month to get in, they ought to explain that to people, because this is not right. It took me, we spent about an hour at the bank with one of these things that we had. They had to go through the whole bank statement for a couple of months to check and make sure that went on that $50 thing, because they had been charging me $50 and I didn't know it. So we had, it was a lot of work. This, I have started watching my bank statements and I'm checking these out, and I'm if anything comes in on my computer anymore that says I've won so and so, I'm gonna just cancel it, shut it off. I don't know, between them and Medicare, Medicare has done the same thing. For the last 6 or 8 months, I've been getting calls from Medicare. We want to help you get your rewards. They don't either. They just want to tie me up on the phone. And they are not charging me for that, but it's just about as bad. I still have a little real estate business, and I don't want to be tied up on the phone. I've got sense enough to know I've been with Medicare a long time. And, you know, I if I wanted to change or add something to it, I would do it. These people don't have to call me. I kind of think AT&T's got something to do with it, too, because they're getting the call. But anyhow, can you give me my money back?
All right. You should receive a refund in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. So you're going to take care of that one then. And I'll just have to get that to the bank. And this other one that doesn't have a telephone number, I'll probably have to turn them over to the bank. But I'll kind of wait on yours. I'll give it to her, but I'm going to tell her, look, he's supposed to be refunding my money. As soon as I know it's refunded, then we'll eliminate him. We won't do his. But okay. And who am I talking to?
Jaquan, Jaquan.
Jaquan. Okay. All right. All right, then. And I do have the phone number, and I don't want to do this, though, because it takes a lot of time to have to go to the bank and do this. So I'm hoping I don't. It's a different bank than the last one was, so maybe they'll take care of it at the bank themselves on the telephone. Okay. Well, I thank you. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling the customer service. You have a great day.
All right. You have a good day.
All right.
Yep.